This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 27, 2016. Salem Public Schools system is no longer a level 4 district. According to Dustin Luca in the Salem News, the threat of state takeover is no longer looming overhead. In fact, state oversight is at an end, according to local school officials and the Salem mayor. School staff and administrators were celebrating throughout the school system Monday as word of that new designation spread. The state released new accountability designations along with MCAS and PARC testing data to the public on Monday afternoon. And Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll said that educators in the city are quite pleased with the progress.
We're super psyched. The scores are being released today statewide, and DESE has informed us that our level four school will, Bentley, which was converted to an in-district Horace Mann charter, will be exiting level four and heading to level one. So that means incredible progress. You know, we really saw them, the teachers there, the staff there, the students there committed to improving the educational quality, addressing sort of additional supports for those students, and we're just thrilled with the progress that they're making.
Excellent.
Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll. The North Shore will be getting some registry of motor vehicle services in Peabody. Bill Newell has that story.
Well, here is the latest update on the RMV on the North Shore. It's not a full-service registry of motor vehicles, and not everyone can use it. But with the North Shore going on its fourth month without an RMV branch, officials on Monday announced a partial solution. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, Paul Layton writes, effective immediately, AAA's North Shore office in Peabody will begin offering some driver's license and registration services to AAA members. In the meantime, the state continues to look for a new location for a registry to replace the branch at the Liberty Tree Mall that closed in June. The AAA office is located on Route 114 in Peabody at the Trader Joe's Shopping Plaza. At no extra cost, AAA members can go there to renew driver's licenses and registrations and replace license plate stickers, among other select services. The state is now accepting offers from Lynn, Linfield, Wakefield, and Middleton, in addition to Peabody, Beverly, Danvers, and Topsfield. The parking requirements for a new space for the RMV has also been reduced from 300 to 200. Bids are due by October 21st. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Kim Carroll is Gloucester's new Director of Public Health. Chosen from among a dozen applicants by the city's Board of Health, she assumed her role at the beginning of September and launches her first outreach initiative Tuesday with the first in a series of city-run free flu vaccination clinics set for 9 a.m. through 1 p.m. at the Rose Baker Senior Center at 6 Manuel F. Lewis Street. Carroll, who leads a 14-person department that includes the grant-funded Healthy Gloucester Collaborative, takes over from Interim Health Chief Max Schenck, who had led the department since Noreen Burke's departure in January. According to Ray Lamont, a native of the central Massachusetts town of Barre, Kim Carroll now lives in Essex and had worked for the Gloucester Health Department before taking a job 2 years ago with the Lynn-based Prevention Wellness Trust Fund. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com that the drama over the appointment of Michelle Desmarais as the new department election commissioner has taken a turn with her being named Lynn's new public health director. Desmarais, who served as the city's inspectional services department coordinator, will earn $91,000 a year in the post that became vacant when longtime director Marianne O'Connor left to become Medford's new health director. The city council is expected to confirm her nomination on Tuesday night. And finally, Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken talks about the ongoing investigation into the city's police department in an extensive interview posted below. This is North Shore Today.